What's your injury situation at the moment, with the especially in the offensive line?
Well, we'll get into injuries tomorrow, but as far as everybody's practicing. Juice Costin, well, he'll look to go. He did not go last week. But other than that, we look to be okay.
With your running game this year, you guys haven't run the ball much, or done the ball very effectively, I guess, either. What do you attribute that to? Is it the backs? Is it the scheme? Is it injuries? What do you attribute that to?
Well, just going through the cell, Scott, we feel that we can just be better as far as our fundamentals is the first thing that needs to improve. Second thing, just the continuity between the backs and the run blocking unit is something that we need to keep trying to get everybody on the same page, and that'll just come with reps. So that's something we're spending extra time at, and we look forward to improve as we move on through the season.
I think Brett's playing this year. I mean, is he? It seems like he's having a little bit of a revival near the end of his career here.
I think Brett Favre's having a good season. He's six games under his belt. He's graded out fairly high, and in four of them, the one in Philadelphia was okay. Washington wasn't his best game, but he's doing an excellent job. Command of the offense, his decision making has been as high as it's been in my opportunities working with him, and I think he's having a good year.
How tough of a battle was that for you, just with his decision making? He's always been a guy, he'll take chances and all that.
Well, he plays the game with a lot of passion. He's very aggressive, and he's staying within the scheme. He's making good decisions. We've been completion conscious. We were poor in our completion percentage last year, and it was something that we spent a lot of time on in the offseason and needed to improve in that area, and we're off to a good start there. And a big part of that is his decision making.
Has replacing Amon Green been a little more difficult than you thought it would be?
Well, the injuries in training camp of not getting the younger players the amount of reps has been a disappointment as far as the running back position, because we are so young there. We haven't been able to get one of those players or a number of those players established. Amon was an excellent player for us last year and throughout his career. I think anytime you replace a feature back like that, there's always a transition.
Mike, did you get to know Max McGee at all in the last couple of years?
No, I didn't. I had an opportunity to meet him this past year, but he's everybody in the Packers organization very fond of Max. It's unfortunate that he passed.
Mike, I think you said yesterday in your press conference that you saw a little bit of schematic difference in the Broncos' defense after the bye week. What did you see in the Pittsburgh game?
Well, they just played some different coverages that they haven't played in our film study prior to the Steeler game. They went to more three deep shell coverage, some more Tampa 2 coverages. So they went away from what you would expect from their defensive coordinator as far as his history in the quarters coverage. So it looks like they've taken their bye week and made some changes. So we're just thankful that we have a couple extra days to prepare, because we do have a little more volume of scheme to prepare for.
What kind of pressure has Justin Harrell been under, coming in there and having to, people expecting him to come in and be a huge impact player?
Well, I think anytime you're the first-round pick, everybody wants to see –